the following program is furnished by the Truth About Your Future, LLC. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station. This information is education and not financial advice. Consult a financial advisor before investing.
The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman is brought to you by Bitwise, the world's largest crypto index fund manager, and by Global X ETFs. For more than a decade, Global X ETFs has been dedicated to providing investors with unexplored and intelligent solutions. And by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100. And by Edelman Financial Engines. Rick Edelman is a board member, consultant, shareholder, and client of EFE. But EFE is unaffiliated and has no say over the content of The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
And now your host, Rick Edelman.
Welcome to The Truth About Your Future. I'm Rick Edelman. Normally, I open this program by saying, and a very happy weekend to you. But I can't really say that this weekend, now can I? We have war in Ukraine. Well, you can't say you're surprised about this, right? We know that the stock market reacted extraordinarily negatively upon the beginning of hostilities. But we can be indignant, we can be angry, we can be frustrated, we can be highly annoyed, we can be terrified for the citizens of Ukraine, but we certainly can't say we're surprised. And so you shouldn't be reacting with surprise as to how your stock market investments, and frankly your bond market investments and your real estate market investments and your crypto market investments, have all performed as a result of this over the past week. We knew that we were going into difficult times as we entered 2022 in terms of the economy. We knew that Congress has been working on bills to raise taxes. We know that Congress is dealing with the issue of massive, unprecedented levels of federal debt because of the trillions of dollars of spending caused by the pandemic. We know that trillion-dollar inflow of stimulus money has resulted in inflation, now the highest level of inflation in 40 years. And we know that interest rates are rising because the Fed has made it plain that they're going to start raising interest rates in the month of March. And many on Wall Street are expecting multiple rate increases throughout the year. So rising interest rates, rising inflation rates, rising tax rates, a declining stock market, and of course, oh, by the way, the bubbling up of hostilities in Ukraine, which became real this past week. So, is it any surprise at all that the stock market has been doing very poorly? It's had its worst performance in well more than a decade, more than 12 years, frankly. And we've seen weakness in the bond market because as interest rates go up, the value of bonds goes down. And housing prices, home starts are not doing as well as they did in 2021. How could they? How could we possibly maintain the momentum that we've enjoyed with housing prices skyrocketing almost 20% around the country? The average new home in America, nearly $500,000, pricing way beyond the reach of ordinary first-time home buyers. So here we are. You can be annoyed, you can be a little scared about all of this, but you can't say you're surprised. And if you are saying you're surprised, my question to you is, how could that possibly be? The only way you could be surprised is if you now realize that the value of your accounts have fallen. Well, how would you know that unless you're looking at them on a constant basis? And if you're looking at them on a constant basis, then you have to have been giddy about 2021 with the stock market rising 26% in value. In fact, over the past 3 years, the market has grown 20% per year, double the rate of growth that's the normal historic performance of the stock market. So we've had a wonderful time in the stock market, the bond market, the real estate market, the crypto market over the past decade. And over the past 2.5 months, things ain't been all that hot. But you still have an awful lot more money now than you did 3 years ago. Don't believe me? Go look at your 401k balance and compare it to 3 years ago. Go look at your ETFs and your mutual funds and your brokerage account and your IRA. If you haven't made withdrawals, I'm willing to bet you that your account is higher today than it was 3 years ago, despite the fact that this year the account may be down 10, 20, even 30% in value. That's my first message for you. We need to put things into context. We need to make sure that we're not judging the quality or success or viability of our investments based on how they've done lately. That's called recency bias, common psychological mistake that we tend to make as human beings. What have you done for me lately? Did you ever have somebody ask you that question, like a boss? Well, don't look at the last week or month or quarter. Don't look year to date. Take a look at the long term, and that gives us a different perspective. My second message is, remind yourself, why did you invest? If you invested for long-term goals, then we have to recognize occasional blips, sometimes severe, often scary, are going to occur along the way. 2008 was certainly scary. The pandemic, my goodness, was certainly scary. And going to war with Russia, yeah, that's about as scary as it gets. This too shall pass. It might take years. It might be expensive. It could be disruptive. But eventually, we'll get through it, because we get through every crisis that we come upon, and we have ever since our nation was founded in the 1700s. So, what do you do about it? Well, the one thing you can do is to not panic. That doesn't do anybody any good anywhere, anytime. And to get handholding. Don't make decisions all by yourself in a vacuum, because you're acting emotionally. And I can say that without insulting you, because we all act emotionally. That's what human beings do. We are creatures of emotion. We respond to the stimulus that occurs from outside, and we have a tendency to think we're supposed to react to that stimulus. By getting a third-party, disinterested professional to take a look at what you're doing, what you're thinking, what your circumstances are, they can provide that handholding that can be of incredible value, helping you to prevent yourself from making the classic mistake of doing the wrong thing at the wrong time for the wrong reason. So that's step number one, is to assess where you're at. Number two, make sure that the money you have invested is money that you can leave invested for as long as it might take for this economic situation to wind its way through to completion. We don't know how long this is going to take. We don't know what Congress is going to do with tax rates. We don't know what the Fed's going to do with interest rates. We certainly don't know what Biden and Putin are going to do regarding Ukraine. This could have spillover effect on gas prices. That's the most immediate impact, isn't it? With rising gas prices. Gas prices may rise even further. They may stay high for much longer than anybody anticipated. Unlike the 1970s, this isn't really an issue of lack of supply. I don't think we have to worry very much that you're not going to be able to buy gasoline. I think it's more of an issue of, will you be able to afford gasoline? It'll be available, merely expensive. And I put merely in quotes, because the more money you spend at the pump, the less money you can spend on every other aspect of your personal finance. So that leads to the question I just hit you with. Will you be able to leave the money you've invested alone for as many years as it might take for us to get through all of this? That means you need ample cash reserves. You should have had it built up plenty in the first place. Confirm that you did. And if you didn't, do it now. As many as 2 years worth of spending in cash reserves, because we don't want you to have to liquidate your investments at the very moment that those investments might be down in value due to what's happening in the world and in the economy. So talk with your financial advisor, take a look at how much money you've spent over the past several months, assume you'll spend similar amounts over the next couple of years. That's how much to have in cash reserves. Ready, liquid, available cash sitting in a bank account, a CD, a money market, savings or checking account, so that the money's available to you even if you lose your job, even if expenses go through the roof with high inflation, even if asset values plummet, you'll be able to pay your bills, keep a roof over your head, buy food and medicine, keep the lights on, and get through this. Because getting through this is what really counts. And that's what we're here to help you do at The Truth About Your Future. Because sometimes the future is now. Coming up on the rest of today's show, the best kept secret in medicine. What's a CBDC, listener questions, and Gene's Word of the Week. Stay with us for more here on The Truth About Your Future.
You're working hard to build wealth for the future, but along the way, you'll need to help protect it from risk and make sure it can last through retirement. Join Edelman Financial Engines Tuesday, March 1st at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern for a brand new virtual event, Three Strategies to Help Preserve and Protect Your Wealth. You can register for free at planefe.com/Rick. Discover steps you can take today to help secure a better tomorrow. At this new virtual event, Three Strategies to Help Preserve and Protect Your Wealth, you'll learn what to do if you own too much of one stock, how to choose the order of which retirement accounts to withdraw from, and more. Our advice is based on more than 35 years of experience helping individuals and families to build, grow, preserve, and protect wealth. Register now for a special virtual event, Three Strategies to Help Preserve and Protect Your Wealth, on Tuesday, March 1st at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern. Register for free at planefe.com/Rick.
Want to invest in digital assets but find it all a bit complicated? There's actually a very easy way that you can invest in this new asset class. Simply choose the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, symbol BITW. It's the first and still the biggest crypto index fund. It owns the 10 largest digital assets and rebalances monthly, so you don't have to decide what to buy or when to rebalance. Bitwise does it all for you. At Bitwise, we want digital assets to be available to everyone, and that's why we work closely with individual investors like you, as well as financial advisors and institutions. At Bitwise, crypto is all we do. If you believe digital assets should be part of a diversified portfolio, take a look at the Bitwise Crypto 10 Index Fund, symbol BITW, available everywhere you get your investments. There are major risks to consider, including the loss of your entire investment. Before investing in crypto funds, visit bitwiseinvestments.com to learn about the risks with these investments.
What do all the greatest innovations have in common? Agents of innovation. Ordinary people who shape the future by putting their money behind the right ideas. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, so you don't have to be an inventor to help create what's next to come. Be an agent of innovation with Invesco QQQ. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, carefully read and consider fund investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and more in the prospectus at Invesco.com. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Welcome back to The Truth About Your Future. I love to bring you the latest innovations that are coming in the field of science and technology so that we can get a sense of just how exciting and wonderful our future is really going to be. Robots are coming to our house. Astro from Amazon roams around your home, does everything Alexa does, also has cameras to monitor your home when you're away and you're not home. If you've got an aging relative, that can be very helpful to help check in on them while you're not there. You can use it to check in on them remotely. It's only $1,000. And then there's virtual reality. Meta Platforms, used to be called Facebook, they're releasing a better VR than its Quest 2. You'll look more like you when you use it. If you smile, your avatar smiles. It's not going to be just for games. It'll have real business applications as well. You'll be able to use it to go into business meetings, and everybody will see you looking like you and smiling like you. Apple's releasing its own VR headset too. Health sensors getting smaller and better. The Aura Ring with sensors for heart rate, blood oxygen, skin temperature. Whoop sells bras and leggings that contain sensors. Google Nest's Hub uses radar to track sleepers. Mattresses from Sleep Number and 8 Sleep log your sleep patterns. And coming next, earbuds that read your body temperature and monitor your posture. Talk with your financial advisor about exponential technologies. You know, The Truth About Your Future is not just a radio show and podcast. It's now also a newsletter. Yeah, and you can subscribe. 12 monthly issues, 16 pages every month, print and digital, that covers everything we talk about here on the show and a lot more. As a subscriber, you get access to special events and unique discounts. And if you subscribe right now, it's just $39, just about $3 per issue, a savings of 50%. If you'd like to subscribe, just go to thetruthayf.com. That's thetruthayf.com. What do you say we take a call here on The Truth About Your Future? Let's head on out to, where are we going? We're going to Burbank, California to talk with Dan. How you doing, Dan?
Hi, Rick. What a privilege to meet you.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for calling in. What can I do to help?
Well, a couple of items, if I may. I was wondering if you had a preferred strategy or an attitude about how to approach one's position with a volatile market in keeping their focus, keeping their attitude straight, not letting factors of the market really get into them and upset them greatly, other than with drinking.
Well, it's a really good question, because over the last decade, pretty much, with the exception of, you know, COVID when it first emerged in early 2020, with the exception of those few months, the last 10 years, it was set it and forget it. You know, it really didn't matter what you bought. It was going to go up. Stocks, bonds, real estate, pretty much everything has done very well. Bitcoin, of course, the best performing asset class of all time during that last decade. So you didn't require a lot of thinking, a lot of planning, nor a lot of monitoring. The only question you really had with investments was it going to go up or way up? And so it was easy to just be confident as an investor, especially new investors, which many were in the last decade. Now, here we are. It's 2022. The markets had their worst quarter to open the year than in the last 20 years or more, depending on the market sector. And it's easy to be a nail biter right now. So how do you handle this? Well, a couple of ways. Number one, yes, drinking is always encouraged. It's not encouraged drinking, at least. Well, you know, maybe I will encourage drinking. I don't know. We'll see how the conversation goes. But here's what we really need to focus on. Number one, why did you invest in the first place? Too often, people don't have a plan in mind. Too often, people buy an investment because they heard somebody promote it. You know, a friend recommended it, or a coworker, or they heard it on a radio show or a TV show like this one, or they just got some hot tip that sounded good, can't miss, no risk opportunity, and they bought for all the wrong reasons at the wrong time, and it didn't immediately pan out as they expected. They bought an investment they didn't understand. Those are all the wrong ways to go about it. So let's just ask ourselves, why did you buy? In an ideal world, the reason you bought was because you're trying to achieve some long-term goal. So let's start there. Did you have a long-term goal when you invested? If it's saving for a kid's college in 5 or 10 years, your own retirement in 15 or 20, providing lifelong income in retirement, which could easily last 30 or 40 years these days with growing longevity, those are all wonderful goals, and they're all long-term. Well, by having a long-term perspective, that helps us put 2022 in context, because we have a lot of challenges here in 2022. We're coming out of the pandemic, at least hopefully. We've got tensions everlasting with Russia, and oh, by the way, with China and North Korea and Iraq and other parts of the Middle East. We've got rogue nations, and we've got terrorists. We've got cybersecurity threats. We have a challenging stock market with rising interest rates, rising tax rates, rising inflation rates. And oh, by the way, there's an election coming up in November. So there's a lot of uncertainty going on right now, which is fueling the question as to whether or not the stock market is going to end the year positive or negative. It had a horrible January, down 7%. And history tells us that most of the time when the markets are down in January, they end the year down as well. So a lot of investor angst for all of the above. But so what? In other words, if we have that long-term goal, if we're investing for that 5 or 10 year out, or that 20 or 30 year out, who cares what happens in the next 6 months, 12 months? It's, you know, go back 20 years ago. Did what happened in a 6 month period or a 1 year period 20 years ago make any difference today? No. And 10 years from now, you'll be hard-pressed to remember what the prime issues were in 2022. We'll have new things to worry about in 2032. So on that basis, if you've got a long-term goal, stick with it. The fact that this year is volatile shouldn't disrupt that attitude. Second, you can take this year and put it to your advantage. How? Well, simply take the attitude that prices right now are lower than they were last year. What a wonderful buying opportunity. It's always better to buy investments while prices are low, and they're lower now than they were 6 months ago in many cases. Therefore, consider it an opportunity to buy. So that's another way you can put it into proper perspective as well. And then finally is diversification. If you're worried about your investments, it's probably because you only have one kind of investments. If you have all of your money in stocks, I can see why you'd be worried. But if you also have bonds and real estate and government securities and foreign securities and commodities and crypto, then the broad diversification helps you balance out the risks of one thing going badly at any one time. So long-term perspective, diversification, and recognizing that momentary declines in the market represent buying opportunities, that helps you emotionally, mentally, psychologically get through periods like this. And like you said, there's always drinking.
It sure helps. Your advice is obviously, it means so much to get that direction from you.
Well, I'm glad I was able to be helpful for you, Dan, and I really appreciate your calling in.
Absolutely.
Well, that was Dan in Burbank, California, here on The Truth About Your Future. And if you would like to do what Dan did and call in with your question, just visit us at thetruthayf.com. Thetruthayf.com. I'm Rick Edelman, and you're listening to The Truth About Your Future.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by Global X ETFs. Listeners to this show tune in every week to hear Rick Edelman and his guests talk about the personal finance topics that matter most. And if you're retired, or soon will be, you're no doubt listening for Rick's thoughts on retirement security and longevity. At Global X ETFs, we understand you may also be interested in opportunities to generate income, with interest rates still near historic lows. Our approach to this challenge looks beyond what you might have considered, using asset classes that include MLPs, REITs, preferreds, and dividend-paying stocks. We have been managing these types of income-oriented strategies for over a decade, with solutions suited to a range of portfolio objectives. Explore our full product lineup, research and insights, and more at globalxetfs.com, or speak with your financial advisor to learn more.
Do you know anyone who's a new investor? You can help make it easier for them to get started. With the new Schwab Starter Kit, new investors can open an account and get $50 to split across the top five stocks by market cap in the S&P 500. Those are companies they actually recognize, like Amazon, Apple, and Google. There are also videos, guides, and other helpful tools, plus investment professionals 24/7 to answer their questions. To see the current top five stocks and learn more about the Schwab Starter Kit, go to schwab.com/starterkit.
Choice is changing the way Americans save for retirement by making it possible to invest in Bitcoin, crypto, and other alternative assets inside your IRA. That's right. When you open both a deductible and a Roth IRA with your Choice account, you can buy real Bitcoin and or any of 22 other digital assets. In your Choice account, you can also buy stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, gold, real estate, you name it, all in a single retirement account. There's no hidden fees or account minimums, and you get more control over your retirement savings. You can also access Choice via your financial advisor. So if you have a professional managing your money, tell your advisor to get set up with Choice so they can help you access Bitcoin and other alternative assets in your retirement account. Head on over to retirewithchoice.com/Rick. That's retirewithchoice.com/Rick.
Welcome back to The Truth About Your Future. I've been driving you crazy the past several weeks, and I know why. I know why. I'm sorry, but it's not my fault. I've been driving you crazy because I keep talking about the fact that you're likely to live to age 100, and you don't believe me. Well, let me explain to you why I say it. It's because scientists are telling us that if you're alive in the year 2030, that's just 8 years away, odds are good you'll live to age 100. Why are the scientists saying this? It's because of advances in medical technology that are making the ability for us to eradicate the leading causes of death. Eradicate cancer? Look, this isn't science fiction. Let me illustrate this. Have you ever heard of pyemia, purple fever, or erysipelas? They were three of the leading causes of death in America in the 1850s. I'll bet you've never even heard of these diseases. How about scarlet fever? Oh, you've heard of that. Cholera? Sure. Typhus, TB, dysentery? You've heard of all those. But did you know that in the 1950s, they were among America's leading causes of death? When's the last time you heard somebody in America dying of dysentery? I've shared this content with you before on the program. So what I simply want you to understand is that just as medical science has eliminated diseases that were the leading causes of death in the past, what makes you think that we're not going to eliminate the leading causes of death today? Heart disease, respiratory illness, diabetes, and yes, cancer itself. Now, I want to illustrate for you just one of the major technological innovations that are going to bring this about. It's called focused ultrasound. This is a highly disruptive medical innovation. It's an alternative and sometimes a complement to surgery, radiation, drug delivery, and immunotherapy. It's delivered on an outpatient basis. No incisions, less pain, speedier recovery, with decreased complications of infection, hemorrhage, tissue damage, with rapid recovery, improved outcomes, all at a lower cost. It's something that most people have never heard of. It's considered medicine's best kept secret. And I'm not talking about the future. This is already here. This has been tested on brain tumors, tremors, uterine fibroids, breast cancer, prostate cancer. The treatment's already been approved by the FDA for bone metastases, essential tumors, Parkinson's, benign prostatic hyperplasia, prostate cancer, uterine fibroids. Trials are underway for hundreds of more diseases in virtually every area of medicine: cardiovascular, endocrine disorders, gastrointestinal, musculoskeletal, neurological, pulmonary, ophthalmological, urological, women's health, everything from hypertension and hemophilia to thyroid cancer, liver tumors, melanoma, arthritis, soft tissue injuries, depression, Alzheimer's, epilepsy, kidney tumors, vaginal tumors, and endometriosis. This is extraordinarily exciting. Much of it already in use in medicine today, others approved in other countries around the world, FDA trials going on everywhere. This is what our future is going to be. There is no doubt that over the next 10, 20 years, we are going to eliminate today's leading causes of death. And as a result, it is likely you will live into your 90s, 100s, and 110s. The future is exciting, and this means we need to engage in financial planning that assumes we live as long as we in fact are likely to live, that our money lasts as long as we do. And that's why you need a totally different investment strategy and a totally different financial planning approach. And that's why I'm delivering this content to you each week on this program. It's information that you're not getting elsewhere. It is content that is shocking. It is controversial. It is unconventional. The fact is, it offers not only excitement for our lifespans, but excitement for our investment potential as well. And that's why this is the truth about your future. You know, I invite you to send your questions to me about the subjects we cover here on this program. You can send your questions to AskRick at thetruthayf.com. And I get a lot of questions from folks who listen to the show or listen to the podcast or view our videocast. And a lot of the questions I get from folks that I come across ask about the Invesco QQQ. Several weeks ago, we had here on the program Ryan McCormick, who is the ETF strategist at Invesco and the Invesco QQQ ETF. And I don't know why I'm surprised, but I've been getting a lot of questions from folks who heard that interview and who had questions as a result of it. And by the way, if you missed that conversation that Ryan and I had, you can just visit my website, thetruthayf.com, and you can download the podcast of our conversation, or you can watch the video cast of it as well. The Invesco QQQ is the fifth largest ETF in America. It's 22 years old. It has radically outperformed the S&P 500 stock index over the past decade. And so, of course, it's incredibly popular. It's also incredibly ubiquitous. You see it advertised everywhere. You can't watch CNBC for 15 minutes without seeing their ads. A lot of the folks who are asking questions about it already own it. So I've invited Ryan back onto the program rather than tackling your questions one by one by myself. So Ryan McCormick of Invesco QQQ, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Rick. Great to be here.
So the questions that I've received from folks regard QQQ's exposure specifically to digital assets. Talk first about broadly the themes overall that exist inside QQQ.
Well, I think when we look at the themes, it's kind of important to go back and just give you an idea of how we try to quantify this. And you know, a word that you see with QQQ and Invesco in general is that of innovation. You know, personally, I think innovation may have been the most overused word of 2021. Everybody has the most innovative product, the most innovative idea. But, you know, really, I think it's very important to find a way to quantify innovation, because otherwise it really is just an aspirational claim. So we try to quantify, okay, what makes QQQ and the companies that make up the fund innovative? Our first kind of landing spot is their commitment to research and development, right? So this is sort of the fuel that we believe kind of propels their ability to innovate, stay ahead of the curve, consistently stay nimble in terms of new products, services, business lines. What do you get for that higher than average research and development spend? We see that QQQ companies filed over 30% of patents, like, you know, that relate to cloud computing or big data or virtual reality. A good example would be a company like NVIDIA. NVIDIA has filed patents across 12 of these disruptive technologies and has overlap with 8 different thematic indices. So, you know, you have a number of companies like NVIDIA in QQQ with exposure across a number of these different themes and, you know, are consistently looking for the next big one.
Bring it now more narrowly focused to the question of digital assets. Is that a theme of any significance in the fund as well?
It is. So I think in utilizing that same data, right, we need to look through patent filings in order to kind of tie digital assets directly to some of these QQQ companies. It can be a bit of a challenge, Rick, right? I mean, as we talked about the last time, QQQ by definition does not hold financial companies in it. So how is there a linkage between digital assets, which inherently, you know, kind of fall within the financial world, and QQQ? And what we found in analyzing this data set, you know, we saw 10 NASDAQ 100 or QQQ companies filing at least one patent, and collectively 19% of all patents relating to digital currency in that observation period ending May 31st of 2021. Beyond that, sort of looking at themes like blockchain, you have 19 of those QQQ companies filing at least one patent and collectively filing 13% of all patents relating to blockchain in that observation period. And mobile payments, where we saw 24 QQQ companies filing at least one patent and collectively 18.1% of all patents relating to mobile payments in that observation period. So you can see that many of the themes and technologies that power the world of digital assets are certainly kind of falling within the realm of QQQ. We see this infrastructure consistently being built, the advancement, obviously, of the blockchain and blockchain technologies and a number of different companies across the board. So, you know, we're seeing these companies start to tread into the world of digital currency, not only empowering them, but also in the currencies themselves. So I think it's an exciting time to be looking under the hood of QQQ.
Of the 100 stocks in the portfolio, how many of them have a relation to digital assets, or what percentage?
You know, I would say you're probably in the realm of 25%.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty significant exposure. So those are a lot of the key questions that folks have asked me about QQQ relative to digital assets. Invesco has other ETFs that have an even more focused exposure to digital assets. You have the Sato and the BLKC ETFs. So let's talk about those one by one. For those who may be interested in a more specific exposure to digital assets, talk about the first with its symbol SATO.
Yeah, looking at sort of Invesco's commitment to the world of digital assets, we launched two new funds on October 7th of last year, BLKC and Sato. You know, both of these funds give access to the growth of the overall digital assets ecosystem. And, you know, they're looking at companies that exist across a number of different functions. Of course, cryptocurrency miners. They look at digital asset buyers. So, you know, companies that will use Bitcoin within, you know, the world of treasury assets. So those companies that are facilitating the exchange or transfer of digital assets. An important distinction in that they're looking at companies that are engaging and researching and utilizing, you know, research and development of blockchain technologies that aren't necessarily tied directly to cryptocurrency or digital asset purposes.
So this is just an illustration that if you want to have some exposure in the digital assets ecosystem, the Invesco QQQ provides about 20-25% of its portfolio. And if you want a more directed exposure to this ecosystem, you have two new ETFs from Invesco, Sato and BLKC. And by the way, I own both of those funds in addition to Invesco QQQ. Ryan McCormick, ETF strategist at Invesco QQQ, thanks again for joining us on the program today.
Thanks for having me, Rick. It was a pleasure.
Ryan and I chatted for actually about 20 minutes. If you'd like to hear and watch the full conversation, because we recorded it on video as well as audio, just go to our website, thetruthayf.com. Stay with us for more.
What do all the greatest innovations have in common? Agents of innovation. Ordinary people who shape the future by putting their money behind the right ideas. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100. So you don't have to be an inventor to help create what's next to come. Be an agent of innovation with Invesco QQQ. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, carefully read and consider fund investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and more in the prospectus at Invesco.com. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Want to invest in digital assets but find it all a bit complicated? There's actually a very easy way that you can invest in this new asset class. Simply choose the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, symbol BITW. It's the first and still the biggest crypto index fund. It owns the 10 largest digital assets and rebalances monthly, so you don't have to decide what to buy or when to rebalance. Bitwise does it all for you. At Bitwise, we want digital assets to be available to everyone, and that's why we work closely with individual investors like you, as well as financial advisors and institutions. At Bitwise, crypto is all we do. If you believe digital assets should be part of a diversified portfolio, take a look at the Bitwise Crypto 10 Index Fund, symbol BITW, available everywhere you get your investments. There are major risks to consider, including the loss of your entire investment. Before investing in crypto funds, visit bitwiseinvestments.com to learn about the risks with these investments.
You're working hard to build wealth for the future, but along the way, you'll need to help protect it from risk and make sure it can last through retirement. Join Edelman Financial Engines Tuesday, March 1st at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern for a brand new virtual event, 3 strategies to help preserve and protect your wealth. You can register for free at planefe.com/Rick. Discover steps you can take today to help secure a better tomorrow. At this new virtual event, 3 strategies to help preserve and protect your wealth, you'll learn what to do if you own too much of one stock, how to choose the order of which retirement accounts to withdraw from, and more. Our advice is based on more than 35 years of experience helping individuals and families to build, grow, preserve, and protect wealth. Register now for a special virtual event, 3 Strategies to Help Preserve and Protect Your Wealth, on Tuesday, March 1st at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern. Register for free at planefe.com/Rick.
Welcome back to The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman. Have you ever heard of a CBDC, a central bank digital currency? Virtually every government in the world is going to launch their own digital money, and they're going to do it this decade. Our own Federal Reserve is actively working on this, but what's the whole point? Well, quite simply, you got to ask the question, why is our Federal Reserve printing money? When's the last time you used cash to buy anything? We use our credit card. We wave our phone at a cash register. We're shopping online. Why on earth is the government still printing money and distributing it through armed guards and big fancy bulletproof trucks that is expensive to deal with? Why aren't they distributing the money digitally? You already get your paycheck digitally. You get your Social Security check, your pension check digitally. You're using PayPal and Venmo. Why on earth is the government still dealing with paper money? That's what a CBDC is. A form of money issued by the government, a central bank, and it's digital money, digital currency. And that's why they call it a CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. It's faster, cheaper, safer, and it's the future. And it's going to be in your personal finances this decade. And if you'd like to learn more about blockchain and digital assets and CBDCs, read my new book, The Truth About Crypto. You can order it from your favorite bookseller. Time now for everybody's favorite segment of the program, visit by my wife, Jean Edelman. Jean is a student of the healing arts, Reiki, traditional Chinese medicine, homeopathy, acupuncture, and of course, macrobiotic and plant-based cooking. Here's Jean.
Great to be here. This week, I would like to talk about emotions. How are we managing our emotions? Everyday life is a big test. It's not what is given to us, it's how we react to what is given to us. Are we by nature angry, judgmental, and unhappy? Or are we by nature happy, grateful, and kind? COVID has brought to the surface an awareness of our mental health needs. We need each other, and we need healthy outlets for these emotions and the stress that we're all feeling. We can no longer brush all this under the rug. We are being asked to shed light on these darker sides of our emotions. We all have them. We all have moments of not feeling confident. We all have moments of not feeling good about ourselves. We all have moments of maybe depression. We're human beings, and when our emotions come to the surface, we need to face them. There are tools. We've talked about our tools a lot, our journaling, our walking, our being outside, our talking with a professional. But a lot of times these emotions just pop up because they want to spark us, and we need to tell them that they no longer serve us and that they can go. Our emotions can be from moments in our life that maybe we've long forgotten, or maybe from moments in our life that we haven't dealt with. Our emotions can make us sick. Our emotions can freeze us in a moment of time. So how do we process all this in a healthy way? If we're feeling depressed, we need to reach out to the people in our lives, and we need to find a professional to talk to. If we're feeling stress, we, again, need to pull out our self-care tools. Connect with family. Connect with people. Connect with ourselves. Don't be afraid of what is coming up. Don't be afraid of these emotions. Own them. They're ours. But there is a way to release them when they no longer serve us. Movement is so important when we're trying to process emotions. How about some art? Get out the paint. Throw it against a wall if you need to. Music. Just go get a drum and start banging on something. Blast the music and dance. or find quiet and meditate. We know individually, we know deep down what we need. You know what? And we're not really taught how to deal with our emotions. We end up shoving them deep down and they need to come up so that we can process them and send them off. We all have life issues. We're all dealing with things. We're not perfect. And nobody has this figured out. But the key is to depend on each other and lean on each other and talk to each other because we need each other. And so my word of the week is emotions. E is for effort. Life is not easy. We are going to get thrown things. We don't even know where they came from, but we need to look at them. If it's painful, don't hide. Face it head on. And it will make us stronger and we will know ourselves better. M is for the moments, because the moments in our life matter. Our life is just a pile of these moments. Don't be dismissive. Choose our words so they don't hurt others, because one moment in life can change someone else's life forever. O is for one, because we are one world and one species on this one planet. And we need to play nice together. T is for trust. Trust ourselves. We're not taught to trust ourselves. We're not taught to trust our intuition and our thoughts. But they are going to tell us first what we need. So trust. I is for imagination. Have some time each day to daydream and imagine what it is that we want. And if we can imagine it, we can make it happen. O is for objective. Practice stepping back and being objective. There's so much information thrown at us all the time with our electronics and our computers and cell phones. Take time away from our electronics so that we can be objective and we're not just reacting to things around us. Take time to consider others and where they are coming from in life. The N is for normal. You know what? It's an illusion for normal. There is no normal. There is no Leave It to Beaver. And there is no, who is it, June Cleaver and all the old shows that I grew up with on TV, The Perfect Little Family. It's an illusion. There is no normal. We make our normal. What makes us feel good, that's what's normal to us, for us. And there's no perfect. And that gives us freedom. We get to create what makes us happy. S is for superpower. I love the shows where everybody has a superpower. And you know what? We all have superpowers. The journey is to find them, develop them, make them strong, and then share them with others. Life is challenging enough at times. Let's be there for each other, support each other, and we'll make it through. Don't walk away from your emotions. Have a great week.
That was Gene Edelman here on The Truth About Your Future. And if you want to get more of Gene's words of the week, just go to thetruthayf.com.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by Global X ETFs. Listeners to this show tune in every week to hear Rick Edelman and his guests talk about the personal finance topics that matter most. And if you're retired or soon will be, you're no doubt listening for Rick's thoughts on retirement security and longevity at Global X ETFs. We understand you may also be interested in opportunities to generate income, with interest rates still near historic lows. Our approach to this challenge looks beyond what you might have considered, using asset classes that include MLPs, REITs, preferreds, and dividend-paying stocks. We have been managing these types of income-oriented strategies for over a decade, with solutions suited to a range of portfolio objectives. Explore our full product lineup, research and insights, and more at globalxetfs.com or speak with your financial advisor to learn more.
Want to start investing? One thing is certain, trusted is always better than trendy. With the new Schwab Starter Kit, new investors can open an account and get $50 to split across the top five stocks by market cap in the S&P 500. Those are companies they actually recognize, like Amazon, Apple, and Google. There are also videos, guides, and other helpful tools. Plus, investment professionals 24/7 to answer your questions. To see the current top five stocks and learn more about the Schwab Starter Kit, go to schwab.com/starterkit.
Well, with all the turmoil in the world this week, if you're struggling to understand what you ought to be doing with your investments as a result of what's happening right now, go watch my webinar that I recorded very recently about market turmoil, available to you right now. Just go to thetruthayf.com. That's thetruthayf.com. Thanks for joining us on the program today. I'll see you next week.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
As a reward, you'll have no radio for the rest of the week. Go to your room.
The truth about your future with Rick Edelman has been brought to you by Bitwise, the world's largest crypto index fund manager. As crypto grows, Bitwise believes everyone should have a simple and familiar way to access it. Bitwise makes crypto clear. Bitwiseinvestments.com. And by Global X ETFs. For more than a decade, Global X ETFs has been dedicated to providing investors with unexplored and intelligent solutions. Learn more at globalxetfs.com. And by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100. Invesco.com/QQQ. Stay tuned for Everyday Wealth with Soledad O'Brien and Gene Chatsky from Edelman Financial Engines. Everydaywealth.com/radio. EFE and the truth about your future with Rick Edelman are unaffiliated entities.
Get the truth about your future every weekend with Rick Edelman. It's thetruthayf.com.